Chris is with us. Wearing her Pentecost red, too. You had time to go home and change when you left the home and everything, huh? You brought it with you, that's good. Well, it's great to see you today. Update, you'll be coming home
Tuesday.
So she's got to go back to prison for a couple more days. And then you get out, you'll be out Tuesday. Well, we've been cleaning your house.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I thank everybody.
Yeah. There's no TV or anything anymore.
Gary, she says she's on a soft food diet from the hospital, but cookies are okay.
Yeah, okay.
Soft cookies.
Today is Memorial Day, so we'll be singing a few songs. We'll remember and giving respect to those who have died in service, who allow us to worship in freedom. And today is Pentecost Sunday, so we will be celebrating that. So it's a great day to worship. It's a great day. It's beautiful to be here, and I'm sure someone has something else to share. Oh, Lang Tai, yeah. There you go. My flag. If I don't wear it today. Anything to...
Gary?
Yes. I knew there was one.
I just wanted to thank everyone for your prayers and questions. And as of Wednesday, I am the owner of Birth Partners Doulas LLC. Woo-hoo. Continue the prayers. There's a lot of moving pieces right now. I'm still working my full client load, plus doing all the business up and running things, plus taking in new clients. So continue to pray for me as I make this change in this process and I get up and running. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything they would like to share? Well, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I would like a prayer, please, for my boyfriend, who actually has Alzheimer's. He's only 70, and he's had it for like 8 years now. And he's declining, but he definitely knows the Lord. He's also a good friend of yours.
Yeah.
And if you could pray for him, I'd really appreciate it. He's in the sanctuary right now.
Okay, we will do that. Okay. Linda. Okay, that sounds great.
Asking for prayers for Melissa Kabula.
Okay.
She is our niece. She's only 40. She's having a difficult time with Parkinson's. She's had it since she's 20 and she needs a break.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what's the name?
We will do that.
Well, I want to just mention Derek, who's still in Iraq.
Okay.
The praise team a couple months ago. We sent out cookies and we're doing it again next week.
Okay. Okay. Will you need help with that?
I think we're good.
You think you're good?
I think we're good.
Okay, think you're good?
Send the overflow.
Gary will be away, so you think you're good.
Yeah, well, then we're real good.
Yeah, send the soft overflow.
If anyone wants to make a donation, there you go.
The postage.
Okay. Well, let us stand now for our entrance. Rest on us.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down, Spirit, and you're moving in my heart now.
join together in our call to worship. Lord, our hearts are on fire this day.
Set the blaze of hope that burn in fear.
Lord, we come here to be empowered to serve you.
Cause the winds of change to blow away doubts and alienation.
Praise the God who has brought to us the Holy Spirit.
Let us worship and rejoice. Glory, glory, hallelujah. For God is challenging and empowering us this day. Hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Father God, your truth is marching on. Good morning, Lord. What a great day to be here and worship. What a great day to spend time with you. Father, it's a beautiful day to worship, and we pray that you fill us, you fill me, you fill this church. Father God, we just praise you and thank you this day that our lives are filled with the Spirit, that we have the energy and the passion and the love, the caring and courage and faith, that the Spirit just explodes in us in your service. We pray that we continue this on for the rest of the year. We pray that you guide us and lead us in each and everything that we do. And we rejoice today in the baptism, that we are baptized in your Spirit. We lift you up this day, praising and thanking you, and we join together in the prayer you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. We begin in the book of Psalms, Psalm 104, 24 through 34, and then 35b. So stay on your toes. All right. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. There go the ships, the Leviathan, that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide their face, your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditations be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Our second reading comes from the from 1 Corinthians 12, 3b through 13. Let Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is in the same God, whose activities, all of them, are in everyone. To each is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by one Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of the spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all of the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all made to drink of one Spirit. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Do you kids recognize this book?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we've looked at it before, haven't we? Because this book tells us about all the special days in the year of the church. And today is a very special day. Did you hear?
What's that?
Oh, this is just a bookmark. You want to hold it for me? Thank you. Did you hear Pastor Gary say the word Pentecost? Did you hear that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say it. Pentecost. You heard it? Okay. That's a very special day in the life of the church because that's the day that the church, not this particular church, but all churches in general were born. And that was over 2,000 years ago. So that makes today the birthday of the church. And so that's why we celebrate by wearing red. If you look around, you'll see there's a red scarf on the cross.
I have red right here.
You have a little red right there.
Red right here.
You got a little very close to red. Oh, you got a red stripe in your pants.
And I have this red.
Yes, you do. And do you know what that red represents? That red represents fire. Because when the Holy Spirit came 2,000 years ago to the church, yes, he came in a mighty rushing wind. You ever been outside on a really windy day? Yes. That's what the Holy Spirit came like. It's a very rushing wind and also in flames of fire. And he filled everyone who believed in Jesus. And the thing about the Holy Spirit that's so special is he's our comforter. He's our comforter. Do you know what it means when someone comforts you?
They give you a hug.
Yes, they give you a hug. They help you to feel better. If you were sad and I saw you, I'd go, oh, Maria, I hope you're okay. And that's called comfort, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. Or you know what else the Holy Spirit does? If you were outside playing in the woods and you were like, oh my goodness, where am I? The Holy Spirit can guide us, and he can help us through life when we pray and ask him to guide us. So we need to remember that the Holy Spirit is a gift from the Lord. So it's the birthday of the church, and the gift that the church was given on its birthday was the Holy Spirit.
All over me. Well, I have red over here, red over here.
Oh, yes, you've got a lot of red on your lips.
Red over here.
Okay.
Red over here.
So I want to just leave you kids with two things, two thoughts, okay? When you're outside and you feel that wind really blowing your hair, blowing your kite, or just really you can see the trees moving, I want that to remind you of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit moves, and he moves us. He guides and directs us. He comforts us. And then when you are outside, maybe at a bonfire, and you see the flames, I want you to remember the Holy Spirit, because when he came at Pentecost almost 2,000 years ago, he came like fire. And he, you know what fire does? It ignites us. It excites us and keeps us going.
There's Jesus.
Keeps us going for the Lord.
There's Jesus.
Okay, so let's pray.
There's Jesus. There's Jesus.
The fire? Yeah, the Holy Spirit that reminds us. All right, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give good gifts and that the best gift you ever gave us, Lord, was the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to guide us, and direct us. We love you, Lord. Amen. Happy Pentecost.
Happy Pentecost.
Prayers. spirit, wind, breath. Father God, fill our lungs and our lives with your energizing presence. Refresh our stale minds. We think we know everything, Lord. We think we have everything under control. Refresh us. Stir yourself into our slow beating hearts. Fill our hearts, Lord. Just fill our hearts. Let us be receptive to inviting you into our lives, inviting you to open us, to change us, to fill us. Guide us so that we can humbly and courageously be your breathing, your gusting, your good presence in the world. Lord God, we lift up Chris. We pray for her, for protection for her, for healing, for guidance, for understanding. May you guide her and lead her. And we thank you for Liz and her ever presence with Chris, helping her through her journey right now. We lift up Dawn and her courageous choice to start her own business, to take over that business. Lord, give her guidance and protection, and give her wisdom, and give her friends to help her, Lord. We lift up Greg Hudobenko, a good friend of mine, Lord, who's been suffering for many, many years, Lord. We just pray that you be with him and guide him in his walk of the final years of his life, Lord. Just give him guidance and understanding. And we pray for some good days, recognize his people, where he'll be able to know where he is again. Lord, we lift up John's brother who had open heart surgery. We pray that you be with him and guide him. We lift up the kids in this, our Sunday school, who will be going home, going to camp, being with their families, Lord. We lift up them as this is an important time in their lives. Too soon they'll be back at school again. Pray for all the grandmas out there. Spirit of God, blow into our lives, fill our lives, but move us to action. Break down the walls that we put between us and separate us. Father God, give us the fear. Take away the fear. Help us to overcome that which we put in front of us. We always put blocks in front of us, things in front of us. It's easier to think of the bad sometimes than it is the good that's on the other side. Fill us with your fire of courage, where we can be calmed. Fill our sails with wind, Lord. Move us forward into the unknown. There's always the unknown, Lord. And fill us with the hope and the promise that Pentecost brings. In your name we pray. Amen.
God.
I always like when they do a great song and you guys clap. Makes it seem like you're clapping for me coming up this preach. Happy Shabbat, Shavuot. Happy Shavuot. This weekend is a long holiday weekend. Most people will have hot dogs and hamburgers on the grills, and you'll have potato salad and chips and all kinds of yummy desserts. Monday will be a day off from work, a long holiday weekend in honor of what? I don't know what this fly wants, but why all the parades? What is Memorial Day celebrating? Our veterans or our military? Our current servicemen and women? No. Memorial Day is a day to reflect upon the brave men and women who have sacrificed their lives in service to our country, and to honor their memory with gratitude. As they like to say sometimes, it's an honor the ones who never got out of their uniforms in service. We're a country that so freely takes our freedoms for granted, like freedom of religion. So in your prayers today, before your meals and celebration with your family, today and tomorrow, take time to remember and honor those who freely and not so freely have given you a gift. Today is also another day of celebration. Happy Shavuot. That may have been what you might have heard 2,000 years ago in the Jerusalem temple. Of course, we don't use Shavuot anymore, or any words like it. That is, unless we stub our toe or hit our thumb with a hammer. Nor do we use the other title, Festival of Weeks. Instead, we use the Greek translation of the Hebrew Shavuot, which means Pentecost. So happy Pentecost. So what is Pentecost? Happy birthday. Today is the birthday of the church. As Mary said, not this church, but the church. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and we recognize the gift of the Holy Spirit, realizing that God's very life, breath, and energy lives in his believers. Some believe that the church was revealed rather than being born, that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost revealed the church to the world for the first time. The church itself is not a new entity, as it had been in God's plans before the world was even created. Birthed or created, I'll stick with happy Shavuot. Are you excited? I can just see it out there. You're just so thrilled and excited. There's joy and happiness in you. Have you planned a Shavuot party this afternoon? Are you inviting all your friends and family? No. Or maybe you're like King George III. On July 4th, 1776, members of the Continental Congress were meeting in Philadelphia, and they signed the Declaration of Independence. And with this action, the American Revolution was launched, and a new nation was born. It's ironic that on that very day, King George III, the King of England, made this entry in his diary. Nothing of any importance happened today. The Holy Spirit's descension upon the apostles considered a pretty big deal. But why is it the birthday of the church? Because it quite literally is the day that the Holy Spirit breathed life into the apostles, filling them with the gifts that they needed to lead the church. After that, they went far and wide in their ministries to spread the good news. But if you didn't come to church today, if you hadn't read your daily devotional, if you hadn't looked at the church calendar, you would have not known that today is a major festival day in the church year. I believe that today is just as important as Christmas, just as important as Easter, just as important as the Festival of Ascension. But for some unknown reason, this festival, this day, this holiday in the church year goes almost unnoticed. Why is that? Well, Pentecost and the Spirit seem like they're an unknown God. We know about God the Father. He created all the nature around us. He created everything. We know about God the Son, Jesus Christ, who was born in the manger, he died on the cross, and he rose on Easter Sunday. But what about this unknown God? God the Holy Spirit. Why do we have such a difficult time getting a handle on the Spirit of God? Maybe we don't understand exactly what happened on this day. Maybe talking about the Spirit is not so sweet as talking about the baby born in a manger with angels singing in the heavens, gifts being passed about, and shepherds tending the sheep in the quiet hillsides. Maybe we don't get as excited about Pentecost because, like Easter, there's nothing to do. On Easter, there's eggs to color and flowers to buy and an empty tomb. But Pentecost, it's important because it is now that the Spirit of God himself comes into the earth, comes into our lives, comes into our hearts. That's one of the hardest things we need to do in understanding the Spirit. The Spirit is in you, but you need to knock on the door. You need to invite the Spirit into your life. You need to allow the Spirit to guide you, to work with you, to help you. If you don't, he won't. But if you invite him in you, it gives you chills. It gives me chills when I invite the Holy Spirit in. It gives me chills to talk to the Holy Spirit because it took me years to understand that the Spirit is a person. The Spirit is there. But you need to open up and invite the Spirit in. It's just hard to figure out why we have so much trouble. Pentecost is important because it is now that the Spirit of God himself comes into our lives. The Spirit is in each of our lives and remains with us as we grow in the knowledge and truth of God. The Spirit comes into us, remains in us, calls us to worship, calls us to service, gathering us together as a body, enlightening us in the truth of God, and continually making us holy before God. We celebrate the coming of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into our lives. All this happens day in and day out. The Spirit is quietly working each day. The Spirit is there when you plant your flowers and when you drive your car. He is there with you as you manage your business, as you raise your family, as you go to work. The Spirit of God is there in all that you do. This Holy Spirit brings his power into our lives in a quiet and unobtrusive way. The Spirit of God fills our lives daily so that we might be the kind of people that God intended us to be. People who look at the world differently. People who see the world filled with the power of God. People who see the needs of others. People who see the world as a glass half full, not half empty. People who are faithful to their calling of God to love him and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are the Spirit-filled people who are guided by the Spirit. A.W. Tozer wrote these words regarding the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. He is not enthusiasm. He is not courage. He is not energy. He is not the personification of good qualities, like Jack Frost is the personification of cold weather. Actually, the Holy Spirit is not a personification of anything. He is a person, the same as you are a person, but not material substance. He has individuality. He is one being, not another. He has will and intelligence. He has hearing, he has knowledge and sympathy, and the ability to love, to see, and to think. He can hear, speak, desire, grieve, rejoice. He is a person. He is God. Acts chapter 1, 2 through 9, until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive.
He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the time or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said that, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sights. 120 followers of Jesus gathered together in Jerusalem. Suddenly the Spirit of God filled each one of them and marked their tongues with fire. On that day, the church was born. Luke describes the scene for us when he says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, and suddenly the sound of the blowing of violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them." Fire commonly represents the presence of God's Spirit. It is appropriate that we see tongues of fire above the believers, since the Holy Spirit works through the Word and will work through their speech. The fire shows that as a result of this outpouring of God's Spirit, the believers are able to speak new languages that they had never knew before. They are filled with the Holy Spirit and His power and His strength. What a time and day that must have been. The events created such curiosity in the people around. A crowd gathered to come check out the noise of the wind and the howling going on. And as they approach the scene, they were bewildered. They see normal, ordinary Galileans speaking in tongues that were foreign to them. They see them not speaking in Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic, but in their own languages and tongues. They hear them proclaiming the mighty works of God in their own tongues. The first Pentecost was a great time in church history. The apostles were still around. The church was growing. The Spirit was poured out generously, and there was passion. Passion for mission. But for many Christians, the events of Pentecost, the events of God's Spirit coming to the earth, kind of like what King George said on the day the Declaration of Independence was signed, nothing of importance happened that day. As I said it before, the church being born, it is a big deal. The formation of the church was on God's mind from the very beginning. If we go back in Matthew 16, 18, Jesus first talks about the church. He says, "Not even the gates of hell will prevail against it." He says this before his death and resurrection, meaning he already knew what the ultimate plan was. Starting a church wasn't something the apostles were mapping out or were planning. They were doing the last thing that Jesus had instructed them to do, which was to wait for the Holy Spirit to come. And suddenly the sound of the wind violent came from heaven. God started the church. God created the church. God brought the church into being. This is His church. It's not ours. We are just a part of it. It's essential for us to realize that. In the very beginning in Genesis 1:2, the Word of God says the earth was empty, a formless mass, cloaked in darkness. The Spirit of God was hovering over its surface. The Holy Spirit that was enabling the disciples to proclaim the gospel messages in different language on the day of Pentecost. He is active presence of God in the life of the church, which is the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit is not an option in a Christian life. It's not like getting windows or power steering or something for your new car. The Holy Spirit is the power which enables the Christian to live an obedient, productive, and fruitful life. What does the Holy Spirit want to do with you?
He wants to give us power in Acts 1 through 8. But for what purpose? So that we can tell others about Jesus everywhere, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. The proclamation of the good news of the resurrection of Jesus was the first order of business for the new church in Jerusalem. That remains the first order of business for us today. The Holy Spirit brought life to disciples who were hiding behind closed doors. The mission of the church is to communicate the love of God to the lost and dying world. At Pentecost, the Spirit was given to empower the mission. The early church was filled in order to pour out. They were filled with the power to proclaim the gospel. The theme of Pentecost, believe it or not, is communication. It is really a shame that the whole idea of speaking in tongues has become such a controversial issue. When you read about Pentecost, the truth is God gave the gift of tongues to the apostles for one purpose. The purpose of tongues is to communicate and to proclaim. God gave the gift of tongues to the apostles and disciples so they could communicate and proclaim the gospel to everyone. This was an early sign of things to come for the church. The mission of the church, communicate the gospel. Now, if God wants us to give us a miracle along the way, like at St. Thomas, we'll take it, we'll praise him for it. But today, we're still translating the scriptures into different languages. We're focusing on spreading the word. We're trying to win converts in other countries. We're teaching, we're sending back missionaries. We must continue to do whatever we can do to spread the good news. And the moment you become a Christian, God commissions you to share this simple message with the rest of the world. But more importantly, to share it with our little part of the world. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Go and make disciples. That's what Jesus said, and that's what the Spirit came to empower us to do. The goal of the church is to establish a unique fellowship equipped for the mission of sharing the gospel. Acts 2:37, 41, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promises for you and your children and all who are far off, for all of whom the Lord God will call." Isn't it amazing to see these early Christians? They first hear the good news about Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, over 3,000 converts, and then suddenly share something that has never been shared before. They are the first fruits of the church. All of them knew that they were guilty. They've been crucified with Christ in their sins. But now they have repented of their sins. They've been baptized. They've been redeemed. And they've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly, they are part of a new family, freed from the slavery and darkness. As Paul says in Colossians 1:13-14, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." As this new community was nothing like the world had to offer, this community was rooted in something different. It was rooted in love and generosity, empowered by the Holy Spirit to testify to the very ends of the earth. It's no wonder that the church saw aggressive growth in the beginning. All were devoted to one another, the apostles, the teachings, and the prayer. We are called to be different people. Today we celebrate the birth of the Church of Pentecost. Today we celebrate God's plan to share the good news of Jesus. And yes, the gospel is for everyone, the whole world. It is also for you. Jesus loves you, and gave his life for you. The world changed after Pentecost because of the church's influence on that world. And that ought to be the same for today. Amen. We're going to read the Nicene Creed. It's found on the back of your bulletin. It is appropriate to read on Pentecost because of it's a fuller expression of our triune faith. Would you please stand for our reading? We believe in one God, Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe made.
Father, on this weekend of celebration, we come with joy in our hearts and spirit-filled to give back to you, thanking you for all the blessings you have given us. In your name we pray. Amen. Downstairs, we have plenty of food. I know there's this huge bowl of fruit that somebody went through all the trouble of cutting up. See, there's no work involved, and there's homemade chocolate chip cookies and everything. So come on down. Let us join together in our benediction found in the bulletin. Go forth in the joy of the Spirit. Feel the power of the holy wind and fire in our lives.
We go forth into God's world.